Great morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to choose to rejoice and be glad in this day. For the Lord, he is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Today is a new day. Tell yourself today is a new day. That's what you got to tell yourself. Today is a new day that God has given me another chance to go and recover all, to go and subdue, to go and replenish. You got to tell yourself that this is my portion for my season, that I'm whatever I say, that's what I'm going to get. When I open up my mouth and I begin to speak life, and when I begin to speak things, because the word of God said I can speak those things, it's not as though they already were. So God has given me the power in my tongue that I can command those things to go, to come, and to do. So I want to encourage you this morning to get to commanding your day. See what you want to see happen today. See what you want to see take place this week. See what you want to see take place in your life. And watch God do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. You got to get into a place that you don't allow the enemy, and I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking to me, that we don't allow the enemy to get in our ear to make us feel like a dollar. Got it, AB?
Can y'all hear me? Yay, yay.
You got it, Abby? Can y'all hear me? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Hello, AB. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can sing it, Prophet.
Okay.
That's where we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, back to what I was saying. You got to get into a place that you get into a place that you understand that what God is getting ready to do in this season, that God is getting ready to cause you to go from one place in your life to the next. But you got to make up in your mind that we're going to believe God no matter what comes up. We're going to believe God no matter what the situation is. We're going to believe God no matter what the circumstances is. We're going to get into a place that we believe God no matter what comes up, no matter what the enemy throws up in our life, that we're going to believe God because he's the author, he's the finisher of our faith. He said, now faith. So you got to get into a place that you hear God. You got to get into a place that no matter what comes up in your life, you know, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God is going to do it for me. And that's the place that you got to get in. We are not going to be double-minded. And that's what you got to tell yourself. You got to say, self, we're not going to be double-minded in this season. Self, we're not going to be down God. God done too much for us, people. When you look back over your life, you can honestly say, God done too much. God done came through for you too many times for you to get into a place where you just doubt God. So I call you out of that place. You know, even though it get hard, even though you're having trying times, that we still going to trust God. And that's how you got to make up in your mind. Come hell or high water, no matter what comes up in my life, no matter what I go through, I'm still going to trust God because God promised me that he will deliver me from the hands of the evil one. And that's what you got to tell yourself every day, that God promised you that he was going to deliver you. And because he said it, he's going to do it. Because he said it, he's going to make it good. Because he said it, he's going to do it. And that's the place that you got to get to, that God's getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ever ask or think. That goes there above all. You got to tell yourself that God has called you to a place to be above only, according to Scripture. So you got to tell yourself that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You got to tell yourself, no matter what nobody else tells you, you got to tell yourself that you're blessed. You got to tell yourself that you're going to make it. You got to tell yourself that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You got to tell yourself, my prayer is this morning Let your confidence rise. Our confidence got to be able to rise because some of us have allowed life situations just to take our confidence. We allow life situations to cause us where we don't want to live anymore. We don't like to put on our clothes anymore. We don't like to dress up anymore. We don't like to do certain things because of life situations. Well, I come to take you out of that place this morning. I come that you may start back enjoying life because God said something so profound. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So my prayer is that you will come out of that place, that you will start back living life, you will start back trusting God, you will start back believing God, which is the author and the finisher of your faith, the one who said he holds your tomorrow, the one that said he is able to do. So God, if God is able to do, if somebody is telling you that he's able to do it, why not trust him to do it? Why not believe that he can do it? If he's telling you that he's able, come on, somebody, just like your parents telling you, okay, if you ask somebody for a ride and they say, hey, I'm able to pick you up, you're going to trust and believe that their people can, that he said he was able to pick you up. Well, that's the same way that you got to believe with God. Just because God said he is able to do, if God tell you he is able to do, well, do what, Prophet? He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to set you free. He's able to bring you out of abundance. He's able to cancel every supernatural gate that you got. He's able to do it. And that's what you got to get into a place. You got to start bragging on your God and say, my God is able. I don't serve a disabled God, but I serve the true and living God. And I know he's my sustainer. I know he's my healer. I know he's my provider. And that's the place that you got to get to. Come hell or high water, because the enemy comes. Listen to this. I'm going to pray for you. The enemy say he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So the enemy already told you his plan. But God said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So God already telling you, my plan for your life is for you to have life, for you to enjoy life. So let's get back to enjoying life. Some people have allowed marriages to just sink you into a place of depression, to just sink you where you don't feel good about yourself. Well, I call your confidence back. I call your confidence back this morning where you will start back living life. You will start back enjoying life because life is what you make. You get up every morning. You put on your clothes. If nobody else tell you that you look good, self-confidence, you tell yourself, self, we're going to make it. Self, we're going to get through this. Self, we done been through worse than overcame. Self, we don't been through this place, but God came and delivered. So my prayer is for you that your faith will begin to activate and you begin to trust the God that we serve. You will begin to trust every process that he has and know that he's able. Father God, we say thank you right now. I say thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. It has been sufficient unto us. I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that today will be a different kind of day, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today will be a day like none other, God, that miracles will take place for your people like never before, God. I thank you right now, God, that this is the day, God, that their confidence will begin to rise like never before, God. God, your word told us, God, to keep our hope alive, God, because hope deferred makes the heart sick, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, that no matter what comes up in our life, God, that we will trust and depend on you, God, which is the author and the finisher of our faith, God, which is the one that holds our tomorrow, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will trust you even when we can't trust you, God, that we will trust you, God, even when we don't understand, God, even when we don't know, God, we will still trust you, God. We will not be double-minded in this season, God, because your word declares, God, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and receive nothing from you, God, and we don't want to be in that place, God, where we receive nothing from you, God. So I decree and declare this morning, God, that we will get great confidence, God, that you know that you are able, God. I decree and declare right now, God, without a shadow of a doubt, God, that we know that you are able to do all things but fail, God. And because you are able to do all things but fail, God, we worship you. We praise you this morning, God, that we have stepped into a new season, God. God, we thank you right now, God, that old things have passed away, God. Now behold, all things become new, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today is a new day, God. Today is a day we never seen before, God. But God, I thank you right now, God, that miracles will take place in this day. Healing will take place in this day, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we call this week a supernatural week, God. We call this week full of supernatural favor, God. We call this week for supernatural power, God, because your word declares, God, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, God. So I decree and declare this morning, God, that their business opportunities will begin to rise like never before, God. I decree and declare right now, God, business ideas, God, will become like never before, God. I decree and declare right now that they will finalize, God, deals this season, God. This week, God, I decree and declare right now, business is expanding, God. People's lives are expanding, God, that you are enlarging their territory this morning, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that your word declares, God, that we ask it shall be given unto us, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we've been faithful over a few things, God. Now you get ready to make us rule over many, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that when you bless us in this season, God, we will remain humble, God. We will not forget about you as the blessed sir, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will not forget, God, the promises that you have given us, God, because your promises are yes and amen, God. And I decree and declare right now, God, that we will fulfill the promise that you have already spoken of our life, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will not allow the enemy to take us to a dark place any longer, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will stand firm on your word, God. Your word say heaven and earth may pass away, God, but it's your word that's going still stand. So I decree and declare right now, God, and we will stand, God. We will be like that palm tree, God, even when we may be in, God. I decree and declare right now, we will not break, God. I bind up every spirit of depression, every spirit of want to give up, every spirit of want to give up and give in the towel, God. I bind that spirit up right now. I cause them to fight a little longer. I call them to endure a little longer. I call for them to persevere a little longer, God, because God, they ready, they break through, God. God, I thank you right now for your word, God, because your word declares, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by you, God, that we will allow you, God, to order our steps, God, that we will not get ahead of you, God, because you're the one that has a plan for our life, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will dry up every tear right now, dry up every tear of the past, dry up every tear of the past, God, that we have been hurt, God, because God, when they're in the word, God, when David sees, God, dried up their tears, God. Then you tell them to go, God, and recover all, God. So I decree and declare this morning, God, I release over this ministry right now. I release over the people right now that's on this front line, God. They will go and recover all, God, without fail, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that your word will begin to make relevance in their life like never before, God. God, I thank you right now, God, that you said that you will present a table before us, God, in the presence of our enemy, God. I thank you right now, God, that we will sitting at this table, God, and we'll get ready to eat, God. We get ready to taste and see that you are good. We get ready to taste and see the promises that you have for our life, God. We thank you for this beautiful place, God, that you have already prophesied over our life, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that it's good. I decree and declare right now, God, what man say, well, it's impossible, God, but with you, all things are possible, God, that we'll get ready to reap, God, what we have sowed, God. God, you say you will press that thing together, shake it together, and you are allow that thing to run over, God. I decree and declare right now, running over season in their life. I decree and declare overflow like never before. I decree and declare that whatever their hands touch is blessed, God. I decree and declare, God, that a supernatural increase will begin to take place, God. I decree and declare right now, God, because you said speak the word, God. You said if I decree and declare a thing, God, it shall be established. I decree and declare right now, healing over this front line, that you will heal from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now. Healing will be their portion, God, and their testimony will be, God, that if you get it for one, God, we know that you are able to do it for us, God, because you said all things are going to work together for our good, God, because we love you and called according to your purpose, God. So this morning, God, I decree in the cloud right now, God, that this will be the day, God, full of joy, full of laughter, God, because your word declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that many will get promotions this week, God, that many will get increases, God, that many will get money, God, released to them, God. I pray right now, God, that this will be the week of supernatural blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Whew. Amen, 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 people, God. This is going to be the day that God has moved. This is going to be a week that God does supernatural things in your life. You got to believe every word that's been spoken over your life. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And you got to believe that. Call back at 12. You will have lunch and learn with me. I'm going to show you that your vision will work for you. We're going to show you how when you mix the word with faith, how the word can benefit you. So call back at 12. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. So call back at 12. We will have lunch and learn with none other than me. Call back. And I'm going to show you how your vision can work for you. On behalf of our Archbishop, Kevin C. Miller Sr., his wife, Audrey Mezar, and the whole Power of Faith family and myself, we thank you for coming on this panel this morning. You go and you enjoy your day. Amen.